Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the star line by a Pac-12 pitcher with a 2.73 ERA with two saves as a Stanford Cardinal. He parlayed his scholarship into economics and sociology majors with a master's in public policy. His latest book is The Five Types of Wealth. We welcome Sahil Bloom.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate the baseball shout out there, too. You know, I played some baseball back in the day in Lubbock, so this is a real treat.
Sahil, let's go beyond the mic. You've done private equity, own SRB Holdings. Why was it important for you to positively impact 1 billion lives?
I really just wanted to go on a journey to see if I could do something a bit more meaningful with my own path. I wanted to fundamentally try to create positive ripples in the world. And the way that I know to do that and the way I feel I'm best suited to do that is through written word, through putting ideas out into the world that hopefully people can take and run with in their own lives.
You can swing a stick in any direction and hit someone who's either thought of or written a financial book. What makes The Five Types of Wealth different?
Well, this is really not a book about money. This is a book about redefining what wealth looks like, what a wealthy life looks like. It's about identifying the things that truly matter to you and then taking the actions to go and build your life around those things. And that has some to do with money. Money is a piece of that scoreboard. But at the end of the day, your wealthy life is really defined by everything else.
Was there a sixth type of wealth that you weeded out?
The sixth type of wealth probably would have been baseball wealth of some sort. But no, I stuck to the five. And, you know, the biggest reason was I had conversations with thousands of people over the course of the last 3 years as I researched for this, and four things kept coming up over and over again as themes for what people wanted out of a good life. And those four things were time, people, purpose, and health. And money is sort of an enabler to some of those things, but at the end of the day, it is not an end in and of itself. It's the tool, but not the goal, if you will. And so that was really how I came to this formulation of these five types of wealth. It felt like it really summarized this idea of how to build a happy, healthy, fulfilling life.
Sahil, how has your life changed from your days at Stanford to today?
A whole lot. I mean, I would say that for the first 30 years of my life, I was very much chasing the traditional definition of success, the ones that you're kind of handed as you walk down your path in life, the things that your family tells you should care about, the things the world tells you, the things social media tells you. And I would say very much today, I am carving out my own path, redefining what it means to me to build a wealthy life. And frankly, I gave up a lot of money along the way doing that, stepping off the path I was on in finance and that traditional path. But as far as I'm concerned, this is the life for me and the one that I really wanted to build.
Author of The Five Types of Wealth, Sahil Bloom, joins us Beyond the Mic for The Rocky Nate. Eight random questions. All you have to do is answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. Sahil, there's no pressure.
Let's go.
Which pitch was your go-to for getting out of a jam?
Sinker.
What was the best gift you got for your birthday?
Ooh. My wife gave me a photo of my son, her, and myself that we hung up on the wall.
How many journals do you own?
More than I care to admit. Hundreds.
Which day of the week is your think day?
Friday. I find that I think most clearly at the end of the week. The promise of the weekend and some of the free time that I'm going to have with my family just tends to clear my mind.
Sahil, how much hair gel do you go through in a month?
Pomade, no hair gel. What about you?
I wonder. What's the one life lesson you want to teach your son about love?
That it's much more important to grow in love than fall in love. And the growing comes from the willingness to endure the challenges through shared struggle, through sitting in the mud with someone over the long term.
Who's the one person you want to ask one question of, alive or dead?
My grandfather.
Why?
He passed away when I was a freshman in high school, and a lot of his wisdom that I felt he bestowed upon me when I was younger are things that I continue to have echoes of in my mind, and I would just love to have a conversation with him today now as a grown man and get to thank him for that and get to ask him how he thinks I'm doing and what advice he would give me on the journey now.
Best piece of advice Condoleezza Rice ever gave you.
Carve your own path. Stop accepting the patterns that other people, you know, have pushed upon you and make your own way.
Let's sneak in a couple more with Sahil Bloom, author of The Five Types of Wealth, Beyond the Mic. Sahil, what's the one thing that provides your fans the most value?
I think it's the idea of doing some tiny thing every day that will compound positively in your life. I think there's a lot of content out there that tells you that you have to do these dramatic, enormous shifts in order to create a change in your world. And the reality is, large changes are just the accumulation of tiny actions done on a consistent basis. So showing up consistently, reliably, showing up and just doing the work, punching the clock, that fundamentally is how you change your life.
What's the biggest lesson from your training for your first marathon?
You don't run a marathon on day one or day two or day three. You run a marathon after an accumulation of tiny efforts over a long period of time. The other piece, which I have to say, is at the end of the day, you just have to run your own race. Because if you go out there and you are comparing yourself to everyone else around you and worried about who's beating you or who you're falling behind, you are going to get hurt and you're going to have a really bad time. So run your own race in marathons and in life.
So what's the one thing from the five types of wealth that was the hardest for you to learn?
I would say that really unlocking time wealth is the most challenging for myself and for others, because we live in this culture of accepting busy as the status quo. It's kind of this like status symbol that we all say we're busy, and that is the show that we're valuable in society. It's the thing that we tell everyone when they ask us how we're doing. And fundamentally, being able to fight back against that by saying no more effectively to things is a really challenging skill to develop.
Sahil, where do you go for peace?
Out in nature. I go on a lot of walks. My family and I do a daily afternoon walk, just the three of us, right before dinner. And it's a relationship activity for sure, but it doubles as a health habit and a mental health habit as well.
It's time for One Big Question with author Sahil Bloom. He is the author of The Five Types of Wealth. Beyond the mic, you said, quote, "You never leave money on the table, but won't think twice about leaving your peace of mind there," unquote. Who kicked you in the butt and gave you the kickstart you needed today?
I had an old friend who pointed out the fact that if I didn't change the way that I was living, I didn't have a whole lot of moments left with the people that I cared about most in the world. You know, at the time, I was seeing my parents about once a year, and they're getting older, and I was living 3,000 miles away. And he pointed out the fact that if they're in their mid-60s and I was seeing them once a year, I was going to see them about 15 more times before they were gone. And that was definitely the kick in the butt that I needed to make a change.
He always depended on the slider, takes walks with his family daily, and wants you to read The Five Types of Wealth. Where can people find the book and you online?
Find it anywhere books are sold. You can find more information at thefivetypesofwealth.com.
Author Sahil Bloom, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you, Sean.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Shortcut.
If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.